To resume where the great beings leave off. All moments are special, every tick and tock of the clock. Do not lead an ordinary existence in a world that is yet to develop a global culture of greatness. Here, majority will always be wrong, and it will be easily deceived and misled. Neither practice resignation, nor hide or live beneath, as your elder self can only regret that. Connect with your elder self and ask them about regrets. Build yourself up so that you live strongly and beautifully. Rise to live above the common levels of life and make each and every moment a celebration of it. Rising is just growing up, growing all the way up until you become a great being. Life is long, but it is finite. Don't be a worker. Don't be a follower. Live wisely. Listen to all the great narrated books at your local library and find all the rest, as that is your intellectual inheritance. All the wisdom that great beings hope to deliver into your hands. By inheriting the great lessons and the resulting culture of greatness, you will begin growing and rising, and in your wisdom to no end in sight. No one can tell you what journey to take, or how long it should be, or how great you must become. No one can tell you which books to listen to, but you should know to listen to thousands of them. So many books that you will develop a new intuition, where you will be able to tell which books are fake, which try to mislead you, and which will help you to your great intellectual inheritance and make you stronger and wiser and unbreakable. What follows is one simple journey idea to serve as a nice example. Bring your poetry journal to the Walden Pond. And do not forget to bring a rock from whence you came. It is a good tradition. Say hello to Henry. And throw a loaf of bread in your backpack. Be sure to pack all your narrated books, all the many thousands of them. And as all things go, climb Mount Katahdin and find and follow the white blaze south. Keep on walking the Appalachian Trail southbound all the way down to the Springer Mountain in Georgia, and then head for the Pacific Crest Trail, and then onward through the Continental Divide. Let all the great beings who had something to share speak all their thoughts and wisdom through your narrated books. And if you ever run out of trails, then stitch a new one together and name it after yourself. Listen to every book you can find, and then bring them all together in a new volume that you pen. so that the others can start at your own favorite pond or mountain range or river delta or stretch of road. Until we have effective and profound systems of education, we need independent philosophers who do not fear to speak out against ineffective education. Until the world resumes advancing forward, we need poets to collect all that has been lost to self-censorship and poison and inequality and lies and fear and manipulations and injustice. All that has been stored in between the lines in all of the most beautiful books has to be brought back to the surface so that the world begins converging on wisdom and world peace. Until we have real schools that help students grow all the way up so that they rise to become great beings, know that you can inherit, infer, and synthesize all the wisdom that has been denied to you, so as long as you make room for it in your mind by taking to great adventure. You can restore what has been lost or even passed over in silence as you travel the trails whilst listening to all the books worth your while. Until humanity resumes advancing forward, all our mistakes will be constantly replaying around us. The world is waiting for us to pick up where the great beings left off and rise. Do not look to prestigious or brand name institutions or positions. Do not wait for change to come your way from false leaders. Please, open up all the history's wisest books and travel all the adventure trails. Create a new starting point with your own books and let others resume where you will leave off.